Reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, Chapter 15. This is verse 158 to 171. And in this section, Krishnadas Kaviraj, he tells us a story of Vasudev Dutt delivers the universe. And in this story, we can understand the extent of Vaishnava compassion. How much love and how much compassion a Vaishnava can have. That's good. Thanks. Tave Vasudeva Prabhu Kari Alingan Tanra Guna Kahihana Sahasra Vadan. Mahaprabhu then embraced Vasudev Dutt and began to speak of his glories as if he had 1,000 mouths. In this particular section, Lord Chaitanya has taken sannyas and he's come to Shantipur. He's in Puri, Jagannath Puri, in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. And many Vaishnavas have come there from Srikanda and Navadvip and Shantipur. And they met with the Lord and now they're about to return after spending 4 months with him. And he's feeling great separation, thinking about the impending separation, great unhappiness he's feeling. And then he starts glorifying the different devotees. Lord Chaitanya glorifies Murari Gupta and this one and that one. So here he embraces Vasudev Dutt, and he starts speaking about him extemporaneously, as if Lord Chaitanya had 1,000 mouths. And we contrast this with our own behavior, our own mentality. We have one mouth, and even with our one mouth, we find it very difficult to glorify somebody else. We have one mouth, and for us to speak something nice about someone else becomes very, very difficult. We're very hard-pressed to engage in such an activity. But here, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's flowing, his words are flowing like the Ganges. And it's as if he had 1,000 mouths, spontaneously and effortlessly and effusively, he's speaking the glories of his beloved devotee Vasudev Dutt. Nija guna shuni datta mani lajapan nivedana kari prabhur charane dharia. When Mahaprabhu glorified Vasudev, Vasudev Dutta immediately became very much embarrassed and shy. He then submitted himself, touching the Lord's lotus feet. Jagat tarite prabhu tomara avatar mora nivadana eka karaha angikar. Vasudev said, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, you incarnate just to deliver all conditioned souls. I now have one petition, which I wish you would accept. Karite samartha tumi hao dayamai tumi man karatave anayase hai. My Lord, you are certainly able to do whatever you like, and you are indeed merciful. If you so desire, you can very easily do whatever you want." So in this statement, Vasudev Dutt is glorifying the Lord in a very appropriate way, not lavishly or excessively or over, he's not overdoing it. He's speaking correctly. Because Lord Chaitanya, after all, is the supreme omniscient Godhead. But he knows what he's going to say. Vasudev Dutta knows what he's going to ask, obviously, before he asks it. But he prefaces his question or his request by glorifying the Lord and saying quite correctly that you, Lord Chaitanya, you can do anything. Anything you want. Anything's possible for you. You make the possible impossible or the impossible possible. Jivera dukkha deki mora ridaya bidare sarva jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire. He says, "My dear Lord, my heart breaks to see the sufferings of all the conditioned souls. Therefore, I request you to transfer the karma of their sinful lives upon my head. So this is what he's asking from Lord Chaitanya. Jivera dukkha deki mora ridaya vidhari. Sarva jivera papa prabhu deha mora shire. So here he's saying sarva jivera pap. That's quite significant. Because Prabhupada mentions about this in the upcoming purport. He's not just saying manush, or transfer the sins of the human beings. He's saying all the jivas. So of course the animals, all the jivas that are in animal bodies, they can't engage in sin. They're only acting according to the modes of nature. There's no sin or piety for animals. But the fact that they have an animal body is a result of their previous lives' sinful activities. So here he's saying, sarva jiva, the animals, the human beings, the devas, the daityas, everyone, let all their sins, sarva pav, come on my head. And we have our famous people in the material world who sacrifice their lives for others. Human beings, generally. People are willing to sacrifice themselves or for human beings, but to sacrifice yourselves for dogs and pigs and other animals, it's inconceivable. Jivera papalana moni karon naraka bhog sakala jivera prabhu guchaha bhavarog. Excuse me. He continues, Vasudev Dutt said, O my Lord, let me suffer perpetually in a hellish condition, accepting all the sinful reactions of all living entities. Please finish their diseased material life. Prabhupada quotes the purport of his Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, in Western countries, Christians believe that Lord Jesus Christ, their spiritual master, appeared in order to eradicate all the sins of his disciples. To this end, Lord Jesus Christ appeared and disappeared. Here, however, we find Sri Vasudev Dutt Thakur and Srila Haridas Thakur to be many millions of times more advanced, even when compared with Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ relieved only his followers from all sinful reactions. But Vasudev Dutta is here prepared to accept the sins of everyone in the universe. So the comparative position of Vasudev Dutta is millions of times better than that of Lord Jesus Christ. A Vaishnava is so liberal that he is prepared to risk everything to rescue the conditioned souls from material existence. Srila Vasudev Dattakur is universal love itself. For he was willing to sacrifice everything and fully engage in the service of the Lord. So this is a nice statement of Vasudev. Or rather, Bhaktisiddhanta is saying that Vasudev Dattakur is universal love itself. This is a very appealing, attractive statement. Everyone is very much satisfied when you hear some discussions by politicians or poets or revolutionaries or seers of truth, they use phrases like universal love and universal brotherhood and brotherhood among men and love. It's very attractive. People like these concepts. Of course, the world is very competitive and there's so much suffering and so much cruelty in the world, terrorism and war and disease. The actual fact of the world is a very terrible situation when you look at it. But this is what love means. Love means sacrifice. Love means to sacrifice everything you have for the pleasure of the beloved. Whatever's in your hand, you give to the other to make them happy. So he's willing not only to give to his husband or give to his wife or give to his family or give to his guru or some dear family member, he's willing to sacrifice himself for everyone in the universe. This is the epitome of love. And so there he gets the title Universal Love Itself. Vasudeva Dutt is Universal Love Itself. This is what it means. Of course, the Christians may not appreciate the description of Jesus here, that he seems to be relegated to a rather minor position. But it's only based on his own words that Jesus said, "I've come to save all humanity, and I'm dying for your sins. Please follow me." So the story goes on. Eta shuni mahaprabhur chitta dravila ashrukampa swarabhangi kahite lagila. When Mahaprabhu heard Vasudeva Dutta's statement, his heart became very soft. Tears flowed from his eyes. He began to tremble. In a faltering voice, he spoke as follows. So these symptoms of ecstatic expression indicate how much the heart of Lord Chaitanya was moved by the statements of his follower. So this verse indicates that the Lord is very much connected with his devotee. We say sometimes in the material world that I feel that you're in my heart. One lover may say to another lover, "Oh, I feel that you're in my heart." And they reply, "Yes, I feel that you're in my heart." But here we see that the Lord is really feeling, he's really feeling the heart of Vasudeva Dutta. And if you're really feeling, then there must be some register, there must be some reaction, a response to your feelings. So these feelings are really causing a upheaval in the Lord's being. The Lord is being duly affected in a significant way. He's not just shaking his head, "Yes, Vasudeva, it's really serious, you know, you're really compassionate," and nodding his head, "Yes, yes, yes." He's trembling. Mahaprabhu is trembling, and tears are falling from his eyes. His heart softened, and his voice is choked up. I mean, he's really affected. So we should take encouragement from this statement that the Lord is really affected. The Lord is genuinely and really affected by the heart of the devotee. If we have genuine feelings and genuine concern for others or even for our own spiritual progress, that touches the heart of the Lord. The Lord himself becomes affected because we are a person and God is also a person. So we have feelings, sometimes we cry, sometimes we get choked up. And these different transformations happen due to some emotional some bad news or some heartbreak. So here Mahaprabhu, when he hears that Vasudeva Dutta has such universal compassion that he's willing to take take all the sins of all the living entities in the universe, and Mahaprabhu becomes so much affected. You know, it melts his heart. So this means that the Lord is very much attracted to a devotee when the devotee takes on the preaching mission. When a devotee accepts, "Yes, I want to help others. I want to preach." Because in most other pursuits, in yoga and karma and jnana, people are concerned with their own welfare. They're doing karma, yajnas or homas, tapasya or austerities, to get power, to get position, to get health, fame, or for their own liberation. We don't hear that anyone does yajnas and sacrifices for the benefit of others. But sometimes people do something, they get together and they hold hands, and they stand in a circle and hold hands. Everyone chants Om. And the leader of the Om circle, he says, now everyone should pray for world peace. And they have these ideas, try to uplift the world. And that's not bad. That's a nice idea. But that is a momentary expression. It's not a day-to-day activity, usually. It usually happens in some festival. There's some festival and everyone gathers together. Okay, now we're going to stand in a prayer circle and pray for world peace. It's like once a year. But the preacher, he works every day. So every day he's trying to take on the sins of people. Preaching means to take on the sins. Vasudev Dutt, he's vocally telling Lord Chaitanya, I want to take on the sins. But anyone who's preaching and taking the burden of other people's lives in his hands or in his mind, he's also taking on sins. Padma Purana explains, there's two or three chapters that explain the transferal of karma. It says by looking at someone, by hearing them speak, by sitting on the same seat, by sharing food, by eating, just traveling somewhere and sitting next to someone, sitting in the same line and taking food with them. They're eating from their plate and you're eating from your plate, but if you sit in the same line, then their karma is coming, good or bad. So the preacher, he interacts with so many people. Oh, please, you stop this life. This life is not good you're living, this non-vegetarian life, killing animals, innocent animals. You don't need to do this. You can be healthy without this. And why are you living like irreligiously? You should follow religious principles. So he has to listen to the person, look at him, shake his hand, whatever. Take a book. We're giving these books out today. Welcome to San Francisco. So all these ways the preacher takes on karma. Well, because he's chanting, then the Lord takes the reaction. Sarva dharman pratyaja mamekam sharanam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshe shivimasuja. Krishna says, aham tvam sarva papebhyo. As I take, whatever sins come your way, I take them, don't worry. So every preaching devotee is like a mini Vasudev Dutt. Small. Chota Vasudev. I have Chota Haridas and I have Haridas Thakur and Chota Haridas. So every preacher is a Chota Vasudev Dutt. Because they also feel this. So we can know, the preacher can understand that his case is, his life is very much present in the heart of Lord Chaitanya. As Vasudev Dutt is so much present in Lord Chaitanya's heart. And when Lord Chaitanya hears the feelings and statements of Vasudev Dutt, then he starts crying and trembling, and his voice chokes up. Tomara vichitra nahi, tumi sakshat pralad, tomaru pari krishnara sampurna prasad. Accepting Vasudev Dutt as a great devotee, Mahaprabhu said, your statement is not at all astonishing, because you are the incarnation of Prahlad Maharaj. That Lord Krishna has, it appears that Lord Krishna has bestowed complete mercy upon you. There's no doubt about it. So, seeing the expression of compassion, universal compassion, of Vasudev Dutta, Lord Chaitanya compared him to Prahlad Maharaj. Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he was very, very fond of preaching, and he often talked about the teachings of teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And one of the first small books he published in New York was called The Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj, a small paper staple type book. It was one, Reservoir of All Pleasure, that was very popular, and the other one was Teachings of Prahlad Maharaj. And it was only 10, 12 pages, and they would pass it out on Harinam. And Prabhupada, he would always talk about Prahlad, and if we think of Prabhupada, as Lord Chaitanya was comparing Vasudev Dutt to Prahlad, we can also think of the modern. Prabhupada was like the modern Vasudev Dutt, so we can also compare Prabhupada to Prahlad Maharaj. He was relentlessly preaching everywhere and taking on so much hardship for the humanity. And in a similar way, he was pleasing. He must be so much pleasing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Krishna se satyakare jemage vritya vritya vancha purti vino nahayanya kritya. Lord Chaitanya goes on. Whatever a pure devotee wants from his master, Krishna doubtlessly grants, because he has no duty other than to fulfill the desire of his devotee. Brahmanda jivera tumi vanchile nistar vina papa bogi habe sabara udar. If you desire the deliverance of all living entities within the universe, then all of them can be delivered, even without your undergoing the tribulations of sinful activity. Asamarta nahi Krishna dari sarvabal tomake vakene bunjaibe papafal. Krishna is not incapable, for he has all potencies. Why would he induce you to suffer the sinful reactions of all other living entities? Tumi janra hita vancha sehaila vaishnav vaishnavera papa Krishna dura kare sab. Whosoever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava, and Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas from reactions of their past sinful reactions. Vaishnavera pap Krishna dura kare sava. This is the sins. Prabhupada says, the provident word for word, he says, hitavancha. Hita means benefit. Desiring to benefit them, a Vaishnava, papa, accidental sinful life, Krishna dure kare, vanquishes it all. Makes it go far away. So here he's saying, why? He's saying, Vasudev, the nature of Krishna is that if you're so much dear to him that you don't have to suffer. You said you're willing to suffer all the reactions of everyone. But Lord Krishna is saying, no, it's not necessary. You want it to be done? You're my pure devotee, then I must reciprocate with your will. This is the nature of love. There's a competition. Lovers are always competing, trying to outplease the other. The devotee is trying to do everything he can to please Krishna. And then Krishna is trying to do everything he can to please the devotee. This is called transcendental competition. It's not based on envy or pride. It's based on love and submission. So such competition cannot be found in the material world. That's why it's called transcendental competition. So Lord Chaitanya is saying, there's no need for you to suffer. The Lord will not subject you to that because you're his devotee. It will be done. You desire that it happens, it will be done. Because a devotee doesn't suffer. Krishna doesn't. If you love someone, you don't want them to suffer, isn't it? If you love someone, you want them to be happy, be pleased, be peaceful. So the Lord loves his pure devotee. So Vasudev Dutt is pure devotee. So he wants to take all these sinful reactions on and take the suffering. And Lord Krishna says, all right, well, we'll remove their sinful reactions, but we're not going to give you any suffering. That we can't tolerate. So Lord Chaitanya is telling that. Anyone you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava. And Krishna will deliver all Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful reactions. This is explained in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. There's three ways by which one can attain bhava bhakti. And one is by practice of sadhana bhakti, vaidhi sadhana, other by raganuga. And the other is by kripa. It's called kripa siddhi. And that kripa comes in three ways, from the Lord and also from his pure devotee. One is called vachika. Vachika, darshan, and harda, or harda means heartfelt. So one can attain bhava, or actual love for God, just by the words of Krishna or his devotee. Krishna can say, yes, you should attain love for Krishna. They can just speak the words. It's called vachika. You may ask someone, "Oh, Gurudev, or, oh, great devotee, please bless me that I attain Krishna Prem." So he may say, "Yes, I bless you, you attain Krishna Prem." So that's words, vachika. And if he is that power, if he is a pure devotee, then that can happen just by his words. It's called Kripa Siddhi. You can attain perfection without any chanting or anything. Krishna will uphold the statements of the pure devotee. And the other is by darshan. That's why Indians have this concept of darshan, taking darshan. They go to see a saint. And the saint says, "You want anything?" "No, we just came to see you. Take your darshan." So the darshan, just seeing a great devotee, can actually give one prema if that devotee is also wanting to give that. In other words, you're looking at him, but he may, and he'll look at you, and in his look he'll convey, "Yes, you have Krishna Prem." So he will give it to you. He won't say anything, but he will speak with his eyes. That's darshan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he gave Krishna Prem this way, when he traveled through South India, he was just looking at people, and they were just seeing him, just by seeing the Lord, and he looked at them, because his look had sanction. He was sanctioning it. He was looking with the desire to distribute Krishna Prem. So in his glance, the prema came. And the other is harda. Harda means heartfelt wishes. The pure devotee of the Lord, he just wishes well for someone, and then they get prema. There's examples for each one of these in the Bhagavatam, but it's in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. One of harda, or heartfelt wishes, one gets Kripa Siddhi, is the example of Prahlad Maharaj. Prahlad Maharaj is the son of Hiranyakashipu. He was in the womb of Kayadu, his mother. And Hiranyakashipu went away to the mountains to do austerities, to get powers so he could kill all the demigods and take over the universe. Good proposal. And then the demigods captured his wife, Kayadu, and they wanted to kill her and her child, especially the child. And Narada Muni intervened. He said, "Please, don't do this. There's a great devotee in this womb. In the womb of Kayadu, a great devotee will take birth. I'm telling you, a great devotee." So that's the example. Just by the wishes of Narada Muni, Prahlad became a great devotee. This example is given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. So we certainly want everyone to wish us well. And there's no greater well-wisher than Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada was trying to benedict the entire world in this way of Kripa Siddhi by Suharda Ashivad. It's called Suharda Kripa. Simply by the heartfelt wishes, one can get the mercy, can get perfection. So here, this is what Lord Chaitanya is saying. If you desire someone's welfare, if you desire that someone becomes a devotee, well then Krishna will do it automatically, because you're his pure devotee, and he must reciprocate with your desire. Krishna delivers all the Vaishnavas from the reactions of their past sinful activities. Now, this is all the statement of Lord Chaitanya. He's speaking to Vasudev Dutt, replying to him, his unusual request. Yas twindra gopa matavendra maho sakarma pandana rupa falabhajana matanoti karmadi nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. This dialogue, you can say this is Vasudev, Mahaprabhu Vasudev Sambad. Talks between Vasudev Dutt and Mahaprabhu. You might be technical. Sound like you really want to sound smart. Mahaprabhu Vasudev Sambad. Right? Ramananda Sambad. So here, because Vasudev initiated the dialogue by speaking very philosophically, and he was addressing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Vasudeva is saying, "Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my Lord, you can do whatever you like. You are merciful. If you desire, you can very easily do whatever you want. I have a desire to deliver the conditioned souls." So Vasudeva is seeing Vasudeva Datta is seeing Lord Chaitanya as Krishna, as God. And he's saying, you're omniscient, you're omnipotent, you have all power, and you're all knowing. You can do anything. And my desire is that the sins of everyone in the universe come on my head, and I suffer the reactions, and let them all be free. So when Lord Chaitanya replies to all this in his discussion, he speaks also philosophically, and he talks all about this person named Krishna. He doesn't say anything, he doesn't reply in first person at all. He doesn't respond in kind to the way Vasudeva addressed him. Vasudeva said, you can do anything, you're God. And then Lord Chaitanya said, yes, Krishna, he can answer, he can fulfill the desires of his pure devotees. And then he's saying that he delivers it, takes away the sins of all the Vaishnavas. He's saying, Krishna, me, who am I? I'm nobody. So now he says, yes, and even Lord Brahma is telling that in Brahma Samhita. Karmadi nirdahati kintu cha bhakti, was it? Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam. There's a famous line from this verse, number 54, where it's saying, by practicing bhakti bhajan, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam, hearing, chanting, and remembering about Krishna, Karmani Nirahati, all karma is destroyed. Brahma said, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the original personality of Godhead Govinda, who regulates the sufferings and enjoyments due to fruit of activity. He does this for everyone, from Indra down to the Indragopa, the smallest insect. That very personality of Godhead destroys the karmic reactions of one engaged in devotional service. Tomara Icha Matrehave Brahmanda Mochan Sarvamukta Karite Krishnera Nahikichu Shram. Vasudev, because of your honest desire, all living entities within the universe will be delivered. For Krishna does not have to do anything to deliver all the living entities of the universe. Eka udambara brikshe lage koti fal, koti je brahmanda base virajarajal. Just as there are millions of fruits on the udambara tree, millions of universes float on the waters of the river Viraja. Tara eka falapari jali nashtahai, tarapi briksha nahi jani nija pachai. The Udambara tree is filled with millions of fruits, and if one fruit falls down on the ground and is destroyed, the tree does not even consider it a loss. Taichi eka brahmananda jari muktahai tabu appahani krishner mani nahi lai. In the same way, if one universe is vacated due to the living entities having been liberated, that is a very little thing for Krishna. He does not take it seriously. So Vasudeva is asking to deliver this universe, to deliver everyone this universe. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, that's not a big thing. That's like just one little fruit falls off the tree. There are millions of fruits, if one falls down, what is it to the tree? So what is it to Krishna if one whole universe gets liberated by his will? And he really gets into this whole analogy, Lord Chaitanya. Ananta Ishvarya Krishnera Vaikuntadi Dham Taragara Kai Karan Abdi Jaranam. The entire spiritual world constitutes the unlimited opulence of Krishna. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets there. The causal ocean is considered the surrounding waters of Vaikuntha. Tate Base Maya Lana Ananta Brahmanda Garakaite Base Jaina Raipurna Bhanda. Maya and her unlimited material universes are situated in that causal ocean. Indeed, Maya appears to be floating like a pot filled with mustard seeds. So this whole, if you go out in the ocean sometimes you see some plastic bottle floating there. A bottle of bleach or Clorox or something. So you can imagine if inside that plastic bottle there are a bunch of mustard seeds. So that plastic bottle is the entire material creation. And inside that plastic bottle, all those little seeds are individual universes. And then this vast ocean is there. So that little plastic bottle, little jar full of Mustard seeds, that's the entire material creation, the entirety of Maya. It's totally nothing. So that's what Lord Chaitanya is saying. You're worried, the Vasudev Dutt, you want to deliver everyone in one universe. Well, there's nothing for the Lord. There's absolutely nothing. Do you understand how small this place is? So Lord Chaitanya is trying to give us an idea. How big are we anyway? It appears the Maya and her unlimited material universes are situated in a Karna Samudra, causal ocean. Indeed, Maya appears to be floating like a pot filled with mustard seeds. Then Tareka Rai Nashe Hani Nahiman Aiche Ekanda Nashe Krishnera Nahihani. Of the millions of mustard seeds floating in that pot, if one seed is lost, the loss is not at all significant. Similarly, if one universe is lost, it is not significant to Krishna. Sava Brahmanda Saha Jadi Mayar Hayakshaya Tarapina Mane Krishna Kichu Apachai. To say nothing of one universal mustard seed, even if all the universes and all the material energy are destroyed, Krishna does not even consider the loss. So Krishna is quite wealthy. If someone's very wealthy and they lose a few million dollars, then they say, oh, well, what to do? Sometimes in the stock market they have these crashes, and they say, oh, so-and-so just lost $50 million in the stock market. They used to have these phrases like this. So if he can afford to lose $50 million, you can imagine how rich he must be. So Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is telling Vasudev Dutt, what's this if Krishna delivers one universe and there's no more living entities there because they all got liberated? Even if the entire material creation disappeared, Krishna wouldn't even know it. Koti kamandeno patira chagi yachimari Shadaishraya Pati Krishna Maya Kibakari. If a person possessing millions of wish fulfilling cows loses one she goat, he does not consider the loss. So all the material universes and all the millions and millions of planets, including our little planet and this little country we're in, is all compared to a she goat, female goat. And if a man has many animals, and he loses one goat, and he has thousands of kamandeno cows. Kamandeno means a cow that can give you whatever you want. You can go to the cow and say, cow, I want a palace, and you get a palace. Cow, I want an airplane, the cow gives you an airplane. So if you lose one she-goat, what's that? It doesn't matter. Krishna owns all six opulences in full. If the entire material energy is destroyed, what does he lose? The Lord Chaitanya is really having good fun with Vasudev Dutt. So what is this? You're asking Krishna or me to deliver everyone in the universe, and that's automatic. As soon as you think like that, as soon as you desire like that, you're his pure devotee. It's already done. So what more? You're only asking one universe. Why don't you just ask to deliver the whole material energy? Just finish the material energy once and for all. Every planet, every universe, everything, one shot, bingo, finished. So then, jaya 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 jama jita dosha garbhita gunam. Oh, this is Bhagavatam. This is, he's quoting another verse from Bhagavatam, from the Shruti Gan. Prayers of personified Vedas. They're telling Krishna, oh my Lord, oh unconquerable one, oh master of all potencies, please exhibit your internal potency to conquer the nescience of all moving and inert living entities. Due to ignorance, they accept all kinds of faulty things, thus provoking a fearful situation. O Lord, please show your glories. You can do this very easily, for your internal potency is beyond the external potency, and you are the reservoir of all opulence. You're also the demonstrator of the material potency. You're always engaged in your pastimes in the spiritual world, where you exhibit your reserved internal potency. And sometimes you exhibit the external potency by glancing over it. Thus you manifest your pastimes. The Vedas confirm your two potencies and accept both types of pastimes due to them. So here, as Bhaktivinoda says in Jiva Dharma, Shrutis were saying thousands of years ago, that this whole material creation is simply a pastime of the Lord. Probably gives a purport here. The conditioned soul is always fearful due to being controlled by the external potency. Therefore, a conditioned soul should always pray to the Almighty Lord to conquer the Maya, so that she will no longer manifest her powers, which bind all living entities, moving and inert. By praying in this way, one will become eligible to remain constantly in the association of the Lord, thus fulfilling the mission of going back home, back to Godhead. So the Shrutis are giving that indication here that praying to the Lord, saying how people are absorbed in ignorance, due to ignorance people are absorbed in this lila of creation, destruction, lila in the material world. And they're praying also. The Prabhupada is saying this prayer itself is the ticket back to Godhead. Because by prayer we're connected with the Lord. If we're always praying, then we're always connected with the Lord. And when we die, we continue that connection. So Prabhupada is saying this is a very good way to become free from Maya by praying. Prayers have power. Because by praying, you're always associating with the Lord. E mata sarva bhakter kahi sabagun sabare vidhaya dila kari alingan. In this way, Mahaprabhu described the good qualities of Vasudev Dutt and his other devotees one after the other. He then embraced them and bade them farewell. Prabhura vichede bhakta karine rodan, bhaktara vichede prabhura vishana hoilaman. Due to the impending separation from Mahaprabhu, all the devotees began to cry. The Lord was also morose due to separation from the devotees. This is the conclusion of Chaturmasya, like now. Now, in a few days, is the end of Chaturmasya, the end of Kartik Vrata. So many devotees will go back to Calcutta and Bengal, Bombay and wherever. And so then the devotees living here in the Holy Dham, they also cry in their separation. Or at least the devotees that are leaving, they'll cry. Devotees that are staying, they may not cry so much, because they have the support, of the Holy Dham to fall back on. But they'll cry because of losing the association of their dear ones. But those that leave the Holy Dham, they'll cry because they're losing their dear ones, but they're also losing their dear Dham. And losing association of the Holy Dham, which is so much encouraging. Like a mother. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he compares Vrindavan to a mother. In Vrindavan, Mahimamrita, he said, oh, he prays to Vrindavan, you're like, oh Vrindavan, you're like my mother. You are my mother. So please understand me and forgive me if I have inadvertently or unknowingly made any offenses to you, but I know that like a mother, you will always be affectionate to me and you'll overlook, like a mother, you'll overlook any offenses that I may have committed to you and always nourish me and bless me with your kindness. As mothers are like that. Babies and children, they make so many offenses to their mothers, they pass stool on them and they wake them up all night long and do all kinds of embarrassing things. But the parents, they don't throw them out in the street. They keep kissing them and hugging them and feeding them. And so Vrindavan is like a mother, because we may do so many crazy things, knowingly or unknowingly. But she's very kind. Because we say Bhumi Mata, there's seven mothers in the Vedic paradigm. And one of them is Mother Bhumi, Mother Earth. So this mother, this earth of Vrindavan is also Bhumi. It's called Vrajabhumi. And this is Balaram's expression, motherly expression. Because Balaram, he takes the shape of the Holy Dham. Holy Dham is Sandini. Holy Dham means a place, existence. Sandini means a potency. For something to exist, there has to be the influence or the effect of Sandini Shakti. If you want something to exist in time and place, then there must be Sandini acting there. So Balaram, he employs his Sandini Shakti to create the place of existence for Krishna to have existence of his pastimes. So Holy Dham is actually Balaram. But in this regard, this Holy Dham takes a shape like a mother, because Balaram serves Krishna in all the five rasas. So he also serves in Vatsalya Ras. Vatsalya Ras means a parent, like a mother and father, nourishing the Lord, protecting the Lord, looking out for the Lord's welfare, making sure he stops and takes his tiffin, making sure he drinks water when he's after wrestling. Because Krishna becomes so absorbed in playing with his friends, he forgets to eat. He doesn't eat on time. He doesn't eat timely. And he's so much playing here and there and sporting around that he gets totally dehydrated and he forgets to drink water. So Mother Yashoda tells Dalbhai, she says, listen, make sure your little brother eats his tiffin on time. Make sure he drinks his water. And so she says, yes, Mother, I'll take care. So he's like the ambassador. Mother Yashoda gives Balaram power of attorney. So he acts like the father and mother in the absence of Yashoda and Nanda. So in this way, he tastes the rasa, Vatsalya Ras. He tastes the flavor of being Krishna's mother. So as Brajabhumi, as the land of Vrindavan, Balaram takes the shape of Braj, it's called Brajabhumi. Bhumi is female. So in this way, he acts like a parent. He acts like a mother to nourish Krishna's pastimes. So therefore, this Brajabhumi is like our mother. It's supporting us. Mothers support the children all the time. Sometimes the father doesn't support. May even throw you out. But then when he goes on vacation, you come home and you meet your mother. And she welcomes you in, gives you some money and everything. Mother is always soft. So this is the story of Vasudev Dutt from the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We see many things going on here. Vasudev Dutt delivers the universe. You see the interplay of the devotee and the Lord, how the devotee is approaching the Lord with a compassionate heart. Because even that, this is one of the six symptoms of surrender. Even if one has the power to do something, he feels incapable of doing it without the Lord. And get some blanket is there inside. So the Vasudev Dutt, he's petitioning the Lord to show his compassion. And then the Lord Chaitanya, although he's being approached or petitioned as the Lord himself, he's replying, oh, Krishna can do anything. He's not saying, I can do anything. He's saying, Krishna can do anything. He can reciprocate with you. And then he starts almost humorizing Vasudev Dutt, say, oh, you're only asking? You're only asking to liberate one universe? Oh, the Lord can liberate so many universes. In fact, the whole creation, all these universes, all these planets are just like a pot, like a clay pot full of mustard seeds floating in the causal ocean. There's nothing. So in this way, this story concludes, and we can understand how much the Lord is pleased by the mood of compassion of a devotee. When a devotee wants to express his compassion towards others, the Lord becomes so satisfied. He really becomes involved. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu really became involved with Vasudev Dutt. When Vasudev Dutt was saying, oh, I want to deliver all these living entities from their sins, sarva jivera papa, pap, then Lord Chaitanya became so moved by that expression of compassion. He didn't simply nod his head, yes, this is very nice. But Lord Chaitanya's voice became choked up. Tears started to flow from his eyes. He started to tremble. So this is how much this touches the heart of the Lord. And it's not that you're doing anything directly to the Lord. I mean, we usually become affected if someone gives something to us directly or does something for us directly. But here, Vasudev Dutt isn't doing anything directly to Lord Chaitanya. He's simply proposing to help others, to deliver the other living entities, take their sins. But Lord Chaitanya is so much moved by that expression of compassion, that he practically goes into ecstasy. And then he says, yes, I think Krishna can do this. So we can become inspired to how much pleasing and how much satisfied the Lord would be if we take on this mood of compassion to help others, as Vasudeva Dutta did. And then in his response to Vasudeva Dutta, Lord Chaitanya was explaining that this is not difficult. Simply if you desire this, even desiring to help others is so pleasing to the Lord that the Lord will deliver someone simply if you desire it. So this is a Sohartha Kripa, the blessing. One has good wishes from his heart, from his heartfelt blessings. He wants to bless someone or give someone mercy. And usually we don't ever think anything good about others. We don't think good about others. Even when we think of others, we think badly because of envy or because of competition or just because we're absorbed in our own lives. But here, Lord Chaitanya is saying, whosever welfare you desire immediately becomes a Vaishnava. And Krishna delivers all Vaishnavas. So Lord Chaitanya preaches here for a few verses how that Krishna takes all the sins. You don't have to worry. You don't have to worry about taking in the sins yourself. And then Lord Chaitanya quotes Brahma Samhita saying, it's done like this, karmani nirdahati chabhakti kintu chabhakti bhajan. That if you desire, then they become devotees, then Krishna will take all their sins, he'll deliver them. So we learn from this that it's very nice, it's very much appreciated by the Lord that we simply desire good for others. We desire good for others. This itself is, this is devotional service, to desire good for others. Even if we can't actually do something, because Lord Chaitanya is saying, you don't even have to do anything but desire. Because initially in this discussion, this dialogue, Vasudeva Dutta is saying, you give me. And he's saying, you give me their sins. He says, Kara. He says, you give to me. Give me the sins. And Lord Chaitanya is saying, you don't have to carry any burden of sins if you simply desire. So we're also spiritual representatives of the Lord and the Lord's will. And the Lord wants to see that we carry His will also. We should desire welfare for others. Simply desire. Sometimes they have, in this karmakanda practices, one can do something on behalf of another. You can perform Ekadasi Brat and take a sankalpa that the reaction or Sukriti fall, the positive, pious credits that one receives from that activity of austerity or Ekadasi Brat, you can take a sankalpa, may this benefit go to my husband or to my wife or to my father or mother. And it goes to their account, gets transferred because of your desire. You're doing the activity, but the credit goes in someone else's account. This is told. So here, the same principle is also there in this Gaudiya Vedanta. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, just desire welfare for others. He says, hita vancha. Hita means benefit. We say, vancha kalpadrubhya sarkripas and patita, unless some other thing. But this hita, this benefit, hita vancha, desire someone else's benefit. Then the Lord, and see what happens. And the case of Vasudeva Dutta, Lord Chaitanya is saying, you're such a devotee, you're so intimate with the Lord, and so confidential with the Lord, that simply by desiring someone else's welfare, they'll get benefit. And Rupa Goswami says that this is one way someone can attain bhava. Someone can actually attain bhava by the vachika, or the darshan, or the sohardha, or the heartfelt blessings of the Lord or the pure devotee. So we may not be able to elevate the conditioned soul to the level of bhava by our good wishes, or if we're of a high caliber, we could also do that. Our kripa could elevate even an unqualified person. But we should think well of others, because the tendency, maya, makes us think badly of others. This is the tendency, maya makes us think like this. So even if our mothers and fathers and relatives and acquaintances, they may speak badly about us, about our chosen dharmic life. So then we respond by thinking, all right, you're speaking badly, so I also think badly about you. We think badly about them and maybe speak badly. Oh, my father's a demon. There's several times Prabhupada would meet with his disciples and they say, Prabhupada, my mother and father are demons. And Prabhupada would correct that thinking. He would say, how you can say that? Your mother and father are not demons. They produced you. You're a devotee. How can you say that? No, my father's like Hiranyakashipu. And Prabhupada wasn't too much appreciative. He didn't like this condemnation of our parents. He was rather much more liberal-minded, broad-minded. So one idea, one thought from the story of Vasudeva Dutt delivers the universe, we can take with us, and that is that although we may be big or small or powerful or not powerful, everyone has the power of desire, hitavancha. So we can desire good for others. And we can also, anyone that comes our way, I mean, Lord Jesus taught the same thing, right? If someone does bad unto you, do good unto others. And if someone hits you, turn the cheek. But we have a more progressive viewpoint. Hitavancha, desire everyone's welfare. Think nicely of others. And if someone is in difficulty or someone is not doing well, then you pray to Krishna. Oh Krishna, may they benefit. May they progress spiritually. May their faces be turned towards you. And may their hearts become open to you. And may they receive your blessings. And this is a very positive mentality. This is a very progressive line of thinking. So Lord Chaitanya is indicating that this is a type of mentality, a devotee.